The Five Stages of Internal Loss and the Market Participant. Once a person has personalized a market position and it starts to show a loss, he is uncertain when or how it is going to end, just like the person with the terminal illness is uncertain what's coming next, and he goes through the five stages of internal loss. He denies it's a loss. No way! Is the market really down there? Are you sure that's not a misprint? It's a profitable trade that just hasn't gone his way yet. He gets angry at his broker or his spouse or the market. After that, he starts bargaining with God or the market that if he can only get back to break even, he will get out of the position. Then he gets depressed about the losing position. Finally, acceptance comes either because he wakes up, the analyst finally puts out a sell recommendation, or the margin clerk blows him out of the position. The market participant doesn't have to move directly to the acceptance stage. He can loop back to denial after each and every temporary reprieve the market gives him. If the market rallies some, he thinks the market has finally turned. But when the market starts back down again, he slips back into denial, then anger, and so on. With each temporary rally, he has another opportunity to play out the stages and lose more money in the process. Even if the position is a net profit, the trader or investor can go through the five stages. Consider when a market position is profitable, but not as profitable as it once was. When that happens, he becomes married to the price at which it was the most profitable. He denies that the move is over, gets angry when the market starts to sell off, makes a bargain that he'll get out if the market moves back to that arbitrary point, gets depressed that he didn't get out, and maybe even lets the profit turn into a loss, thus slipping again into denial, then anger, etc. He creates a chain reaction of loops that result in further losses. This is exactly what I did in the bean oil trade. Every time the market rallied, I felt relieved and assumed that the decline was over. Having survived each downdraft, I would start looking at the market as though I had just entered the position, and I would create new levels and parameters with which to monitor the market.